Welcome to the Easy Scaling Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Shonda King, and together we'll be exploring how successful entrepreneurs are actually scaling to six figures and beyond. My goal is to bring you conversations that are honest and transparent and to share the real, raw, nitty-gritty details about what works and what doesn't. Alrighty, welcome. Today I want to dive into all things lead magnets, or at least I want to give an overview of what I like to think about when trying to pick the right lead magnet. When I say lead magnet, freebie, opt-in, lead magnet, there's like a ton of names for these things. This is essentially some type of free thing that you are going to offer to people in exchange for their email, their name and email. Get them onto your list. What happens after that, I'm not going to dive into today because there's a million things that can happen after that. And it's all very custom, like deciding what the rest of that funnel is going to look like. So a freebie is a great way to kick off a funnel. But let's just talk about the lead magnet because I get a lot of questions about this. Like, how do you decide what topic you should, you know, pick for your freebie? And then how much value should you give? And like, what's the best type of format? Like all of these questions, great questions to have. And I have some thoughts specifically about like different factors that I like to consider. So really there's like five kind of like key factors or things that I like to look at or dive into or consider when I'm deciding what to build, what to create as a freebie. And so I think you should think through all of these things when you're picking your freebie for yourself. The first one is your market. So of course, that makes sense, right? Like you have a market, you have an audience, you have clients, you have potential clients, and we want to consider what it is that they want. So we can ask them that. So this is like doing some market research. This isn't doing like technical, science-based market research. I mean, feel free to do that for sure. But most of you listening to this are not going to be diving into like a really robust target market research study. You're just going to be generally asking your list. You're going to be asking your following on social media. You're going to do a poll on your stories. Like this type of market research is what I'm talking about, like very low key. And why I'm differentiating that is because when you do market research in that way, that's like, it's not robust. You're kind of just throwing it out there. You have to take it with a grain of salt because it's probably going to be skewed, right? Like the people that follow you on Instagram, are they actual buyers? You know, how have you built your audience? Like there's all kinds of things that can go into what the composition is of the audience that you're asking. And so we want to take this all with a grain of salt. Also, like if you're asking current clients, really thinking through like, well, what have they actually bought for you? Is that aligned with what you're going to try to sell with this freebie? You know, so you may have like a difference in audience there. So you wouldn't want to ask your done for you high ticket clients necessarily what they would want in a freebie or a topic or the types of things that they're looking for, because they're maybe not the people that would be buying, that would be downloading freebies. So there's all kinds of nuance involved here when you're asking these questions of your audience. And so that's why I highly recommend taking it with a grain of salt. And that doesn't mean don't do it. I still love to do that. I love to gather data and ask questions and see what people are wanting, see what they're needing, see what they think they're needing. Because that's the other side of this, is that sometimes people will answer in a way that's not actually reflective of their buying behaviors. So I still think it's a great thing to do. It's a great tool to have in your tool belt when trying to decide what your lead magnet, what your freebie should be. But we don't want to put all of our eggs in that basket, right? We don't want to design an offer and go all in on something necessarily just because we did a poll on our stories and everyone said they wanted to learn about X. But we can test it. And so that's what I like to use this market research for. This type of market research, I like to use as input, as food for thought, as something for me to respond to and mull over, and just kind of like general information that I can then react to, not that I'm going to take as, you know, the absolute answer to my question. So that's the first thing, your market. So the second thing is your own experience. And this I find is sometimes a really good way to balance out the information that you're going to be getting directly from your market when you ask the question. And that is really thinking through, okay, what are your clients or your potential clients or your audience? What are they telling you that they want? and more so reading into the actual questions that you're getting. Like, what are they actually asking on a regular basis? What are the conversations that you're having with your clients? What are the resources that you are having to design for them in real life? A client of mine, we were talking about this recently, and she described it as like in the wild. Like, what's actually happening in the wild when you're working with clients, when you're having these conversations, day-to-day client work? What's coming up? What do they need? What are the patterns that you are seeing, the problems that you are seeing, or the solutions that you're regularly offering to people? That is like critical information to consider when you're thinking about what to design for your freebie. All right, the third thing is your product suite. This is like maybe one of the most important things to consider, because we don't want to go designing freebies and creating lead magnets for things that don't actually go anywhere or that are going to attract people into your audience that you actually don't have something to sell to them, you know? So really looking at what you actually want to sell in the long term and then working backwards from there. So what are the people that you want to give this freebie to? What do they need to do? What do they need to think about? What do they need to learn before they're ready for that ultimate offer that you're planning to sell to them? And then what questions or pain points are really top of mind for them as they're seeking answers to those questions that your freebie can then solve, even if it's not the first step? And so I like to differentiate between two things here. So there's kind of this approach in thinking about it as like, what is the first step they need to be taking, or the first thing they need to do, or the first thing they need to think about before they're ready for my offer? That's one way to think about it. The second way to think about it is more, it's less in terms of like doing things in the right order, and it's more thinking about addressing the problems that they're actually asking, even if it's not the thing that they really need to take action on right now. So let me give a specific example. Working with a client right now, we're building out a full funnel, a tripwire freebie funnel, and the topic is all about courses. So how to create your online course. What she knows is the first thing that people need to do is to pick their course topic. That's the first step. They have to know what their course topic is going to be before they can really take action on any of the other things. She knows that that's the first step. So that would be one answer that you could potentially consider, is like, what is the thing they need to do before they're ready for your product that you're going to sell them? And for her, that is picking a course topic so that then she can help them create the course. Now, what's interesting is a different way to think about this is people might not actually be searching for the answer to that question, right? And so that may not be the sexiest thing to give them as a freebie. It might be, we're going to test it, right? But what might actually be a better performing freebie is to answer the question that they are actually asking. So for her, she's like, I get a ton of questions about how to price my course. I get a ton of questions about like where to host my course. Or she gets all these different questions that are like really specific, nuanced questions that actually come much later in the process. But that's okay, because if those are the questions that are top of mind for people, if those are the pain points that are top of mind for people, then that might actually be the best topic for your freebie, because that's going to draw them in. And then you can educate them on, great, now you've got this resource. Actually, the first thing you need to do is this, and here's how I'm going to help you do that. So that's another thing to think about, is your product suite. Where are you trying to take them? What are you eventually trying to lead them to? What offer? And then working backwards from there to come up with your freebie topic. All right. The fourth thing, this is like also very important. I want you to think about your current resources. What do you already have that's created? I can guarantee you with 100% certainty that all of you have something that's already created. Maybe it's a Google Doc, maybe it's a list of something, a checklist, a process. It could be a million things, but you probably have something that already exists that can be easily repurposed into a freebie. So really thinking about the types of things that you're already doing with your clients, the types of resources that you already give them access to, or that you're maybe creating behind the scenes for yourself to make things easier for you to facilitate what you do for your clients. There's always something, and it might not be in that perfect final format, but that is where you really want to start. Again, for a couple of reasons. One, because that's what you're using in the wild, so you know it's going to be really valuable for them. And two, because it's going to save you a ton of time rather than having to create something from scratch. So always think about, what are your current resources that you already have? And then the fifth thing is your interests. And this can get missed sometimes, because sometimes we go through those other four things. We're like, boom, boom, boom. Yep, I've got this thing. It leads to this product. You know, yeah, people are asking for it. I know it's valuable. But keep in mind that whatever your freebie is that you decide is going to be a core part of your brand is also probably going to end up being a core part of your content. So you need to make sure that it's something that you want to talk about a lot. Like, you will have to be pretty passionate about talking about this thing, or it might end up feeling a little wonky. And I know this because of my own personal experience, in that I had a course, still have it. It's a great resource. I have lots of resources related to it, but it's on a topic that I personally just don't like talking about on a regular basis. I don't like being pigeonholed into that like category. I know that if I'm going on podcasts and I have this one core freebie that I'm talking about all the time, that's going to be part of what's going to come up in pretty much every conversation I'm having on podcasts. And a lot of times that's going to have to be the sole focus of the conversation. And so that's going to become like, if you're thinking about your freebies as being like a really core piece of like your public facing way that people come into your audience, it's going to get associated with what you are known for, what your expertise is. It's going to be a big part of your brand. So make sure it's something that you are genuinely interested in talking about all the time. So those are my 5 tips. I hope that is helpful. Let me know what questions you have. Come hang out with me on Instagram, DM me. I would be happy to dive into this more. But yeah, that's where you need to start, picking your topic for your freebie. Have fun. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Easy Scaling Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. And if you send me a screenshot of that review, I will send you my 90-day planning formula. This is the same process that I use with all of my multiple 6-figure clients to help them get organized, be more efficient, and scale faster.